Good evening and welcome to the Village Vanguard in New York. I'm Josh Jackson from WBGO. The Terrence Blanchard Quintet is making their way to the stage. This is the 70th anniversary year of Blue Note Records, and Terrence Blanchard is one of the premier artists on the label. He's produced three recordings for the label. The most recent is A Tale of God's Will, A Requiem for Katrina, and that won a Grammy. Before that, there was Flow, and the first recording was called Bounce. The Terrence Blanchard Quintet tonight is Terrence on trumpet, Derek Hodge is on bass, Fabian Almazan on the piano. A new addition to the band, this is his first long-term gig with the group, Walter Smith on tenor saxophone, and Kendrick Scott is the drummer, the leader, Terrence Blanchard. Just won a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Solo. I'm sure we'll hear some great solos tonight from all of the group. They really do a wonderful job managing risk like any great jazz ensemble. Little tune-up time. We're live at the Village Vanguard here on WBGO and also on NPR Music. You can go to npr.org/villagevanguard and see all of the great multimedia content. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. How you guys doing? Did they tell you we're broadcasting live?
Yes, WBGO.
Yeah. That's the owner of BGO right there. It's good to see you guys, and it's very good to be at the Vanguard again. It's always an honor to play this place. Let me introduce you to the guys in the band. I am extremely proud of all of these guys. They are very creative artists and very passionate people. I'll start with our pianist, who comes from Havana, Cuba, by the way of Miami, and now he lives here in New York City. How about a nice round of applause for Fabian Almazan at the piano. Our bass player hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's a great composer in his own right. He's a young, new film composer on the cinematic scene. He was just commissioned by the Chicago Symphony to write a piece for a small orchestra, which went off in a big way. It was an amazing piece. How about a nice round of applause for Derek Hodge at the bass. Our drummer comes from Texas, Houston, Texas. Yeah, we can cheer for Texas again. I took a little break for about 8 years, but now I'm back. It was hard too, because I love that Texas barbecue. I know from the broadcast I'll be getting emails about that tomorrow. This guy is an amazing composer as well. He also, along with some other young musicians here in New York, formed their own label. They have a label called WorldCultureMusic.com. World Culture Music, and the address is WorldCultureMusic.com. And the interesting thing about it is that they have some very creative artists signed to the label. So make sure you go and check it out for yourself. How about a nice round of applause for Kendrick Scott? The drums. As some of you who know the band may have noticed, we have a new tenor player in the band. This is his second night with the band, so he's extremely experienced. And we just got to pay homage, pay respects to the guy who left, because I know he's listening. Bryce Winston is a great tenor player, and he just recorded his own CD. So be on the lookout for that, Bryce Winston. This guy here is also from Houston, Texas. He was one of our students at the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. And his family is from New Orleans, so I could claim him twice. How about a nice round of applause for Walter Smith? Right. The third. We started off the show playing some music from a CD that we recorded last year. The first piece was called Levees, and the second piece was called Funeral Dirge, and those were both taken from Spike Lee's documentary, When the Levees Broke. And then we made a CD of that music, and we called it A Tale of God's Will. And the third piece that we played for you is another one of mine, entitled Wandering Wonder. Right now, I want you to hear how creative these guys are, because when we play this tune, I never know what's going to happen. So it's a mystery to me, too. This is a tune where the theme was written for a documentary about a friend of ours. It was a great painter who used to live here in New York. And whenever he would paint, jazz musicians would come by and play. And they filmed the whole thing. And we made a documentary about his life, and I did the music. And we're going to play the theme for you right now. It's simply called Fred Brown. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Fabian Almazan at the piano. Derek Hodge at the bass. Kendrick Scott at the drums. And Walter Smith at the tenor saxophone. We'd like to really thank you guys for coming. Really hope that you had a good time. We'd like to thank Josh Jackson and everybody at WBGO Thurston Briscoe for broadcasting the show. And until next time, on behalf of the guys and the band and myself, may God bless you and keep you. Thank you very much, and you guys take care of yourself. Peace.
Terrence Blanchard Quintet, live from the Village Vanguard in New York. Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, New Edition on tenor saxophone, Walter Smith III. Kendrick Scott is a drummer, Derek Hodge the bassist, and Fabian Almazan on piano. Another fantastic evening of music recorded live at the Village Vanguard. Thank you for joining us on WBGO and NPR Music. Our music mixed tonight by David Tallickson, assisted by Josh Webb. We want to thank Patrick Jaren-Watananen in Washington, D.C. at NPR. Thurston Briscoe is our executive producer from WBGO, and Anya Grunman from NPR Music. Be sure to join us for more great concerts live from the Village Vanguard. We'll be back next week on WBGO with the Ed Simon Quartet, featuring the return of saxophonist Mark Turner. David Sanchez will be with us on Tuesday, March 17th, and the trumpeter Tom Harrell and his quintet on Wednesday, April 8th. Mark your calendars well in advance for more great music from the Village Vanguard. From member-supported WBGO Newark, I'm Josh Jackson. Thanks for joining us.